it looks like it's David Andrew Dougal. Yo, let me give him the proper introduction. I had to take a minute. It was all one word to me. I don't know why I'm real dyslexic tonight. I don't know. Thank you. Damn. Yo, show a lot of love for this man right here, David Andrew Dougal.
Thanks, man. Bizarre introduction. So, does everybody like my new shirt? It's a Kirkland original. I do a lot of OPP, other people's poetry. And what I'm going to do first is kind of dedicated to Donald Trump. It's actually a 50-year-old piece from Frank Zappa. Anybody know Frank Zappa? Yeah, see? People do know. This is called It Can't Happen Here. And it originally was done by a bunch of people. I kind of modified it a little bit so I can get away with it just by myself. It can't happen here. It can't happen here. I am telling you, my dear, that it can't happen here. Because I've been checking it out, baby. Checked it out a couple of times. And I'm telling you, it can't happen here. Oh, darling, it's important you believe me, blah, 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 that it can't happen here. Who could imagine that they would freak out somewhere in Kansas? Kansas, Kansas, Kansas. Who could imagine that they would freak out in Minnesota? Minnesota. Who could imagine that they would freak out in Washington, D.C.? ACDC, bop, bop, bop. ACDC, bop, bop, bop. No, no, it can't happen here. Everybody's safe and it can't happen here. No freaks for us and it can't happen here. Everybody's clean and it can't happen here. No, no, it won't happen here. I'm telling you, it can't and it won't happen here. Plastic folks, you know, it won't happen here. You're safe, mama. You're safe, baby. You just cook a team dinner and you eat it up. Oh, we're gonna get a TV dinner and cook it up. Get a TV dinner and cook it up. Cook it up. Oh, it won't happen here. No, 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 no. Man, you guys are really sick. Everything's cool. Who can imagine that they'd freak out in the suburbs? I remember Toto, I remember Toto, I remember Toto. They had a swimming pool, and they thought it couldn't happen here. Da, 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 da. They knew it couldn't happen here. They were so sure it couldn't happen here. But... Frank Zappa is like God to me. I actually talked to him in 1976 as I had my radio career. Anyway, this is a new one. And this is something I wrote just last night, actually. And it's a little different. It's not really poetry. I call this Thought Bubble. Consider our chromosomes. 98% the same as a chimpanzee. Moreover, they're 25% the same as a banana. Sure, they do well enough to produce thinking animals, but that number that we have of them, 46 in all. So strange a number. Not a statuesque prime number, not a convenient digital multiple of 5 like our fingers, not even a stately symmetric doubling of a binary, just an awkward factor of 2 and 23. Two primes, oh boy. Certainly two gets enough respect in human thought. After all, procreative sex is divisible by 2, but 23? If ever there was a number orphaned of all mystical connotation, it's 23. Chinese and others treat 1,000 like infinity. Jews like 6s and 7s and for some reason 40s. Buddha had the Eightfold Path. Native Americans like the quarter of the universe into 4. And of course, Christians inflated 3 to a ridiculous degree. Even 13 gets a little notice. That is a number to stay away from, of course, but 23? Fibonacci doesn't claim it. Not even the mighty algebra himself. A rational number, yet irrational, like it has too many bumps on its noggins, given only to usage that's ordinarily in an ordinal sequence. And that's about as much exercise as it gets. Okay, it was a central pivot in a mighty peculiar Jim Carrey movie, but that's about as much respect as it gets. Is that any path to respectability? Make me a shaman or a guru or any holy writ that gives 23 as an important part of its sacred numerology. Or 46 for that matter. And that's about all you can say about the number of our chromosomes. Or is it? You may think you're the pinnacle of creation, but just remember, a dog has 78 chromosomes. The better to smell with, no doubt. And alas, even cattle have 60. So rejoice in the fact that at least you have more chromosomes than most insects, but hold on, there's one butterfly, the Agrodiatus, that somehow flies around carrying a Brobdingnagian load of 268 chromosomes in each of its cells. If there is an intelligent designer, perhaps he dropped his cosmic code book into the beaker when he brewed up that species. The pinnacle of creation might just be that butterfly, hardly making headway against the light breeze. Get over yourself.
Right.